What is up, guys? It's Aaron, and welcome back to Delicate Database Season 2, might I add. So, I took a month hiatus just to kind of figure out what I'm going to do and to plan out Season 2. I'm hoping I can go for like 12 episodes before Christmas. We'll see how we go. But with that said, let's get into it. Oh, quick disclaimer. If you haven't already, go ahead and check out my previous videos and my introduction video so you can get a feel of what this podcast is actually about. But with that said, let's go into DevOps. So correct me if I'm wrong, but DevOps actually comes from two words being development and operations. Now, where does DevOps actually come from? Now, it comes from the term agile development. And what I mean by agile is that it's basically how teams iterate with, I don't know, short development cycles and basically get fast feedback. Now, DevOps is kind of an outgrowth from agile software development. And basically, by agile software development, it's basically close, like, collaboration with customers, you know, developers, project management, stuff that generally goes into developing the software. And by being in agile software development, the way I understand it is that it's basically there to rapidly iterate towards doing and producing a better product. Now, what DevOps does is it extends this agileness principles beyond the boundaries of code and beyond the boundaries of that software development to the whole service, not just one part of the development. Now, with the way the world is, developers are basically hired to produce software at a faster rate than the previous software. They're designed to, you know, break the boundaries, break the limits, produce software faster and faster. And this comes with its pros and benefits. Pros obviously being they're able to put out software faster, able to give their product out faster, but I meant pros and cons, and the cons of it would be that the operation side of things, you know, by producing something faster, it's more inclined to error, you don't have the right safeguards, the software could destabilize, and all sorts of things could go wrong. Now, DevOps are created and they are there to basically integrate everyone working with that specific software development together to reduce error. You know, they get people from all over the field, you know, they're getting business users, security engineers, system administrators, you know, test engineers. They get everyone to reduce the error. They share a highly automated workflow, and they have a shared focus so that, you know, it's a rapid delivery of a high quality software with reduced chance of error. So how does DevOps actually work? Now, one way in which they work, or one cornerstone of DevOps, is continuous integration. Now, what I mean by this is that they're ensuring that everyone working on this specific software development, everyone working on this task, is within one mindset. Let's take a dish for example. You have different parts of the dish. You have the protein, the meat, you have the vegetables, you have the carbohydrates, and you have even your drinks on the side. What DevOps does is these departments, these different ingredients to this dish, they're all individual. DevOps comes along, or DevOps enters the kitchen, and he goes or she goes, this come together, and they basically have the final dish in their mind, and they're using the different groups and utilizing them to make this one process quick and perfect, because these individual groups are almost incapable of doing this by themselves. DevOps, it's like a catalyst to a reaction. You add DevOps in and it speeds the whole process up. Another part of how DevOps works is continuous delivery. You know, at Amazon Web Services, this is from their website, they said that they define continuous delivery as DevOps. And what they mean by this is that software development practice where code changes are automatically built, tested, and prepared for release to production. It expands upon continuous integration by developing all code changes to a testing environment and or a production environment after the build stage. When continuous delivery is implemented properly, developers will always have a deployment-ready build artifact that has passed through a standardized test process. Take, for example, a high-performing organization that's using DevOps is able to deploy software at multiple times a day, whereas compared to medium organizations and not as high-performing organizations who maybe release software and develop software even And so for deployments, maybe once per week or even once per month. The key word in this whole process is efficiency. And that is kind of like the main word, I feel, for me, where DevOps plays a key role in. It's how efficient can DevOps be in said company in order to increase the deployment rate. Lastly, another part in how DevOps works is continuous monitoring. Now, what I mean by this is that, you know, it's great how a company is able to produce things at a faster rate due to DevOps. It's great how they're able to be more efficient due to DevOps. But where continuous monitoring comes in is that once you've put out this software, there can be issues that go wrong, there can be bugs, and you're gonna have to fix these issues whilst also constantly improving your efficiency rate at which you put this out. So, you know, continuous monitoring helps identify root causes of issues quickly to proactively prevent outages and minimize the user issues. Now, there are two main types of monitoring, which I'm not going to get into this video, maybe I'll do it another time, but they are server monitoring and application performance monitoring. Application performance monitoring seems self-explanatory, but if you're interested, go ahead and give it a bit of research. Now, DevOps isn't just for big companies. Small companies can do it as well. If utilized correctly and established in the right way, it's a way that small companies can almost battle in the same field with big companies. Now, obviously, this is going to be hard because it goes without saying that big companies, without a doubt, use DevOps as well, which is why they become big and which is why they're so efficient. But small companies can start using DevOps to give themselves a fair foot in the playing field. And why use DevOps? Well, like I've said, it's more efficient. It gives you faster feedback. It shortens the time it takes for software to go to the market for new features and response to customer needs. And the best of all, it reduces the error in a company. So that's basically all I had to say today on DevOps. Sorry if it was a bit short, but that's pretty much it. My inspiration for this talk actually came from a book which I was reading, which is called Phoenix Project. Now, before I started this book, I hadn't really heard anything about DevOps, but after finishing it, I was interested and I went to do some more research, which is what led me to, I guess, starting this podcast today, since I finished it just a couple weeks ago, and also just to start talking about DevOps. So whenever you get the chance, go ahead and pick it up if it's at your local library, or just purchase it off Amazon or something, and it's definitely worth the read, so I highly recommend it. And I guess that's all for DevOps. Thank you for listening. If you have listened up to this far, I really do appreciate it. And go ahead and share this podcast, I guess. I'll see you guys next time. I'm Aaron. Peace.